because sometimes you, if you don't have it, you have to go to the road, go beg people, and instead of you beg, no care how small it is, they can buy a pound of sugar or a tin of milk. You got thanks for it.
72-year-old Beverly Jenkins has been receiving her pension from the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, for 6 years after working as a part-time janitor. She's one of the nearly 85,000 Jamaicans receiving the retirement or old age pension. Also among the queue of pensioners gathered at the Central Sorting Office in Kingston was Miss Layla, an 84-year-old pensioner who finds her pension most useful for medical purposes. Before becoming pensionable, Miss Layla worked in factories and at the Golden Age home.
I buy my medication, eye drops, and sometimes pressure pill when they don't have it at the drugstore.
To receive the retirement pension, the NIS contributor must attain retirement age as defined by the National Insurance Act. They must also satisfy contribution requirements. This benefit is payable during the life of the pensioner and applies to men and women aged 65 and older.
So once you have retired from your job, your full-time job, and this is 65 for men and women, then now you can apply to receive the retirement pension.
Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus. Another pensioner, Peter Scott, says the benefit gives him a sense of independence.
No, I will buy a pound of flour. We don't eat flour again, two banana or any little thing. Nothing wrong with that. It's better than none at all. Some people don't get nothing. Some people are beggar up on the street. I am not a beggar. I'm going to get my little pension. We pity them, look after me.
Mr. Scott has been receiving an NIS pension for 14 years and says he encourages his children to make sure they are contributing to the NIS. A contributor who remains in full-time employment after the age of 65 will not receive the retirement pension and will still be required to contribute to the NIS if they continue working up to age 70. On attaining the age of 70, they are no longer required to contribute to the scheme. Persons who stop working before retirement age and do not intend to seek gainful employment may apply to become a voluntary contributor until the age of retirement. A retired person may also be awarded a pension or grant, depending on the number of contributions made. Victor Samuda, who also receives the old age pension, says he finds it beneficial.
It's not a big amount, you know, but whenever I do collect it, you know, it really helps.
A person in receipt of an old age or invalidity pension may be paid a spouse allowance whether married or in a common law union. This benefit is awarded if the pensioner is supporting a dependent spouse and the marriage is at least 3 years, the common law union is at least 5 years, or the spouse is 55 years and over. Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus, says there are also survivor benefits if the pensioner dies.
If the person who died is a pensioner, then it is automatic to be for the widow or widower's pension to be paid once certain conditions have been met. In terms, though, of a contributor who dies, then we would be looking at the individual at the point of death as if we're considering the person to award them an old age or retirement pension.
Documents to be submitted with the application for old age benefit are National Insurance Registration Card, applicants and spouse's birth certificate and deed poll where applicable, or passport, marriage certificate and proof of employment if applicable. A contributor who does not satisfy the contribution requirement for a pension may be awarded a grant, provided he or she has made 52 weekly contributions among other stipulations. For further information on the NIS benefits, visit mlss.gov.jm.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.